اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. I'm happy to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of three main parts. First, brother Muhammad is going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Then we are going to listen to a recitation recited by a famous reciter of the Holy Quran. And after it, brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So the audience, please stay tuned. In the first part of today's program, we are going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. Brother Muhammad, up to now, we have talked about different aspects of the music of the Noble Quran, and now we are here to listen to the rest of your discussion.
Another miracle of the Quran is the miracle of the way that the statements are said, the words are spoken in the Quran. This is another aspect of the miracle of the Quran.
Could you expand more?
Yes. It means that when it wants to explain different subjects, for example, if it wants to talk about rulings, it states them in the best possible way for us to understand them clearly. The way that it arranges the words makes it easier for us to understand. This is the miracle of the wording of the Quran. And as for the arrangement of the words, sometimes we see some very beautiful ways that Allah explains certain rulings, which when we hear about them, we're like, wow, that's such a harsh commandment from Allah. That is like so severe. That is so brutal. What kind of a ruling is that? Why should a person be punished like that? But Allah, the way that He words this ruling is very beautiful. What does Allah say about qisas, sentencing someone to death? See, just think about it. It's a violent.
The concept is harsh.
Yeah, it's like.
But the wording is the way that you think.
Nowadays, they say that the death penalty should be completely ruled out. We should not have death penalty in any system of government in the world.
But as the Holy Quran says,
what does the Quran say?
فِي الْقَصَاصَ حَيَاتِ.
Exactly. Allah brings the word قِصَاص. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That is so beautiful.
يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ.
And exactly. In the death penalty, in, you know, someone being killed for killing someone else,
life lies.
There is life in it. Why is there life in it? Ya ulil albab, O you who think, O you who are wise, know this, that there is life in the death penalty. Because it's a deterrent. You know what a deterrent is?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever someone sees another person killed for killing another person,
he is not going to repeat.
They're
going to
be afraid of doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a deterrent. It will deter them from doing such a thing because it's the gravest sin, killing another person, especially if that person is a believer.
Mm-hmm.
If someone kills a believer,
innocent believer, if they're not innocent, they're not really
a believer.
The topic is changed.
A pure believer, yeah. Intentionally kill someone, that person will never be forgiven.
Actually, the Holy Quran says that killing one person is like killing the whole of mankind.
And saving the life of one person is like saving the life of the whole humanity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, dear brother Muhammad. Dear audience, we're going to be back after a short break. Please stay tuned.
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, in the second part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We'll listen to the recitation of Surah At-Tin, as well as verses 1 to 5 of Surah Al-Alaq, recited by Sheikh Shahad Anwar. Your audience, let's enjoy it.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بك أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of Surah At-Tin as well as verses 1 to 5 of Surah Al-Alaq, recited by Sheikh Shahad Muhammad Anbar. And now, in the final part, Brother Muhammad, I want you to talk about this beautiful recitation and analyze it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was an extremely wonderful and beautiful recitation by the
great
Sheikh Shahad Muhammad Anwar. Not just because of the way, because of his voice and the maqamat that he uses, just the verses are, the surah is extremely beautiful. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. It's very soothing. This surah, this is one of my favorite surahs. It has a lot of things in it. First, Allah swears by the two fruits, the fig and the olive, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَطُورِ سِينِ, and Mount Sinai. And this secure city, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ,
that is Mecca, I think.
Which is Mecca, right. Allah swears by these three things. And it shows that these three things are really important, that Allah swears by these things.
Yes.
The fig is a very.
What does he want to say?
Yeah, what does he say? What does he want to say that he swears by these three things? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We made the human being in the perfect form. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. And then we made him the lowest of creatures, the lowest of the lowliest creatures. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who have faith. Just as everything.
Yes.
فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And Sheikh Shahad Muhammad Anwar, he is an excellent reciter. He is inimitable. It's impossible, in my opinion, it's impossible to imitate and emulate Sheikh Shahad. Even his sons, they can't recite as beautifully as he is. Sheikh Shahad Muhammad Anwar. When he reaches the word Ameen, the way he changes
his voice.
You feel
safety.
Yeah, he depicts the safety in the way he reads the word Ameen. And also in Taqweem, the way that he finishes this verse, he embellishes this word to show that Taqweem is perfection, it's beauty, it's, you know, everything is in order.
Yes.
Taqweem.
Now let's talk about
the tajweed points. Yes, there are several tajweed points I want to talk about. The first one is Tur. Ta. Ta is a letter of isti'la. It requires us to read it with tafkhim.
The strongest letter in Arabic.
It's the strongest letter, and it has all the strong characteristics, especially isti'la and shaddah.
It is plosive, and it requires the long, the body
raising
of
the root of the tongue. Yeah. So, tur, tur. We shouldn't say tur.
Tur.
Tur. Tur is incorrect. Tur. We need the tafkhim.
Mm-hmm.
Waturi. Now the ra is the complete opposite.
Suddenly
of
we have
a tarqiq.
Tarqiq.
Yeah. And isn't a mountain like that? It goes really high and then it goes low. Huh?
Really, really. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just sort of, it reminds us of that. وَطُورِ السِّنِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. And in the word تَقُوِيمَ, and also in the word رَدَدَنَاهُ, what do we have in these two words?
We have قَلْقَلَ, actually.
Yeah, we have قَلْقَلَ, تَقُوِيمَ, رَدَدَنَاهُ. We have this movement in the articulatory system, which is not a haraka. It's not a, e, u. It's a. It's a neutral sound.
Yes.
And this is because of the bouncing effect of that consonant, taqweem. Right whenever we pronounce the qaf, we allow it to bounce back.
Taqweem,
to retract.
Back,
yeah. And we don't trap the sound. We don't say taqweem. Taqweem. We quickly pronounce it. And also, رَدَدَنَا, the dal in رَدَدْنَا. The letters of قُطُبِجَدْ are five. قَاف, طَا, بَا, جِيم, دَال. These are the five letters of قَلْقَلَة.
And the final points, brother?
In Surah Al-Alaq, we have خلق. خلق الإنسان. The word خلق, we have one ترقيق in between two تفخيمs.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق